Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the first video, we discussed that there is a purpose behind the creation of why we are all here, which is to recognize and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be distracted by the dunya. The second hikmah behind the COVID-19 and the world that we are living in at the moment is that COVID-19 reminds us of the human nature and reminds us of how fragile we are and how short our lives are. Even though we may be young, we may be fit, we may be healthy, or we may be elderly, we may have power, we may have wealth, we have so many other things, but this particular virus should really make us reflect upon life and the purpose of life, and to also reflect on the giver of life, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by reflecting upon the giver of life, which is Allah azza wa jal, we should be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember that He is our Lord and we are His servants. We are His slaves. And this should keep our reality in check. And this should keep our egos, our nafs in check as well. That no matter how much wealth you have, no matter if you are rich, if you are affluent, or how famous you are all servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we should remain humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize there is a purpose behind the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds us, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, He is asking us a question, that did you reckon, did you assume that we created you without purpose? That we gave you this life without purpose? That you would just wander around, go from stage to stage in your life, and that's it? That would be the end of your life? And that you would not return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your life, your existence has a purpose. So don't just wander around in this dunya and waste your life away, your health away, your time away, your abilities away, or your wealth or opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. No, don't just waste that. Know and realize that you will be returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم. That how exalted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true king. There is no god beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the honored throne. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that look at the majesty, the beauty, the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and realize that these things, that you will be returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. That whoever then calls on to another god apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which he has no proof, then his account will rest with Allah azza wa jal. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never allow the disbelievers to succeed. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying from the beginning of these particular ayahs up until now, that realize that you have been created and your life has been given to you and you have a purpose. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true and haq and He exists. And if you use this life to pursue other things apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you associate a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without haqq, without justice, and without any evidence, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to account for your beliefs and also for your actions as well, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never allow the disbelievers to succeed. And finally, in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. But rather you should say, O my Lord, Forgive me and have mercy upon me, for indeed you are the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that recognize and understand the life that you have been given, and use that life to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to pursue the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to associate the partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you have achieved that, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for His forgiveness, and ask for His pardon, and ask for His protection. So in this time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all, to have His mercy upon us all, and for us to utilize our life to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan.